I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale on theCUBE, CJMQ 88.9 FM. And today we'll be talking with Mrs. Joanne Gauncier. She is an ambassador for the Quebec Breast Cancer Foundation. She will be talking about the Relay for Life Run Walk. The one in Sherbrooke will be held on Sunday, October 5th at 9 o'clock in the morning. And if you want some more information or to register, just Google Quebec Breast Cancer Foundation. Welcome, Mrs. Gauncier. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you for calling me. Yeah, basically, we're together today to talk about an event that will take place on Sunday, October 5th at Parc Jacques-Cartier in Sherbrooke, mm-hmm. and it's the CIBC Run for the Cure. It's the fifth anniversary of this run that will take place in Sherbrooke, and it will take place also in Montreal and Quebec City on the same day, on October 5th, sorry.
Okay, so that's nice. It's also exciting. It's simultaneously throughout the three regions then.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one thing that is quite important is that last year, over 15,000 people gathered for the 2013 edition, so we certainly hope, not only in Sherbrooke, we understand mm-hmm. that, but we sure hope that this record attendance of last year will be matched, if not surpassed, this year.
I certainly hope so. That's an excellent record. Now, a little bit about your history. You are a cancer survivor. You said you were detected in 2012. So tell us a little bit about your experience.
Well, basically, I went for the, the usual checkup. When you reach 50, you get into a program of cancer, breast cancer detection. And I received the letter and phoned in and got my mammograph. And this is when they told me they thought there was something wrong with me, you know. Mm-hmm. So, honestly, it's really... I never thought, I don't know why, but I never thought I would get breast cancer. Nothing in my family history was relating to breast cancer. Both my grandmothers live in their late 80s and never had, the word cancer was not part of my family medical history. Mm-hmm. So I thought I had as much chance as getting breast cancer as winning the lottery. I got breast cancer, never won the lottery, though.
Right. I think a lot of people feel that way. So not necessarily depending on genetics, people have to be really aware of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's very important, you know, even though you believe, as I did believe, that it would never touch me, I mean, it's very important to undergo to take part in the detection program.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're a survivor. You had radiation treatments, I guess? You had
yes, absolutely.
Too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was lucky that my cancer was detected as a very, very early stage. So that's why it's so important to get into the detection program.
It is. It's very important. So that was 2 years ago. So that, and after that, then you became involved in this.
Well, basically, I guess it's important to talk about the disease, you know, and to say that talk to others, you know, and tell them that it is important to go through the detection program. It is important to raise money also for breast cancer, as we need to fund research. We know a lot more about breast cancer, but we still have to learn about the disease. And it's important to continue raising money to fund this research and educate and support women with breast cancer and their family, because it not only affects the woman who gets breast cancer, but it does affect their surrounding also.
It does. It affects the whole family.
And the whole family, absolutely.
Okay. So how does the Relay for Life work? Tell us about the event.
Basically, you can register. It's to pay for registration is $40, or you can raise $150. And it's a 5-kilometer run. run that will take place at Parc Jacques-Cartier on, and personally, I don't run. I will be walking those 5 kilometers, you don't need to be in top shape. And if you cannot be there personally, I'm quite sure you know someone you can probably give money to who will raise $150 in order to participate in the run.
Okay, so this is October 5th, and you can walk or run. How do you register?
I guess you can go on the Quebec Breast Cancer Foundation site, internet site, and they will give you all the information about that.
Okay, so that isn't very much, $40 a person, and it definitely goes to research at really
good
cause.
And also you can ask, you know, all people around you in order to help you raise $40 or $150, whatever, you know. And it's easy. And, you know, last year in Sherbrooke, we were able to reach $1 million. We rose $1 million. So we certainly hope to match this amount and even surpass it this year.
Oh, that's phenomenal. I had no idea that.
It's quite something. And I think that people are more and more aware about breast cancer, and they are very generous.
They are, and I think it's so important for people like you to come out and talk about it and make people aware. I think that definitely leads to people being involved and not only going for their mammogram tests and regular checkups, but also to have a giving nature, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, should I have been diagnosed 30 or 40 years ago, it would have not been the same. I mean, we made a lot of progress in the treatment of this disease, and this is thanks to research. Also, supporting women, I received a lot of support, you know, from the foundation, from the Quebec Breast Cancer Foundation, and they are there for you because, you know, when you receive a diagnosis such as breast cancer, it's really something, you know, for you, and you need the moral support in order to go through it.
Definitely. It's so important. The support is so important.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I don't think there's anybody out there that doesn't have somebody connected, whether they be a family
member
or a friend.
Absolutely. You know, when you look around, I mean, I was so surprised, you know, when I start looking around, so many women, you know, that one woman out of 10 will get a breast cancer diagnosis in her lifetime. And so it's a lot of people. Only this year, 6,000 Quebecers will get a breast cancer diagnosis.
That's amazing.
6,000 women. Yeah, it's a lot.
And the survival rate is definitely up from...
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank God to research.
Good, good. So all the money, I guess, goes to research. So I guess the best thing is to go to the website, the Canadian Breast Cancer Society, is it?
Absolutely. Okay. The Canadian or the Quebec Breast Cancer Foundation.
Okay, the Quebec one too. Okay, that's wonderful. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Mrs. Gonsier?
No, I guess, I hope to meet as many women as possible on October 5th at Parc Jacques-Cartier. It's at 9 o'clock.
Okay, at 9 in the morning. Okay.
9 in the morning, yeah.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, thanks very much.
Thank you. That was nice of you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.